how many stories will he hear in his life? Thousands. We've got stories everywhere. The books that we read, the TV we watch, the movies we watch, the internet that we trawl through. Think about history. It's even called his story. It's all about stories. Think about our Bible. It's one big story from beginning to end, filled with lots of millions, well, thousands of little stories. And Jesus himself was an awesome storyteller. So even the news that we watch, filled with stories. So talking about all these stories got me to thinking, you know, what is it that makes a good story? We hear some stories or watch a story and think, wow, that was awesome. And some leave you going, whatever. So what is it? What makes a great story? I did some research on this. I went to the internet and I interviewed a couple of my writer friends and I got some very interesting information. I was told, we must look at things such as the theme. It must have an engaging theme. The plot must be interesting. The story structure must be tight and engaging. The characters must be relatable to and interesting. The setting must be interesting. And of course, the style and tone must talk to us. They even go so far as saying stories have a particular structure and work up to this wonderful, crucial decision. Really? Really? When last did you put down a book or walk out of a movie and go, awesome theme, amazing use of structure? Nah. We love stories because we feel them. It's the emotion of the story that we love. We love the excitement and the tension, the drama, and even sometimes a little bit of fear and trepidation. So those are the stories that really talk to us. Thinking about that, I had a look to see what are the most popular stories at the moment, looking at books and looking at movies. So this is a little list of the current, apparently, most popular books out there. And I think you'll agree if we have a skim through there, there's some really interesting stories, all of them packed full of emotion. Interesting stories, challenging stories, romantic stories, harrowing stories, scary stories. And if we look at the top 12, I only took 11, movies of all time. These also have been adjusted according to history, according to box office takings, apparently. So we've got Gone with the Wind as the most popular movie of all time. Great stories in there. Some awesome stories in there. Very exciting stuff. In fact, if you'll allow me just one little indulgence, one of my very favorite stories is in there, and I'd really like to share it with you to get a bit of a picture of what makes a great story. One second. What's a movie without popcorn? Wow, isn't that exciting? Oh, look at that. Watch this. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, sets the scene. We know where we are. Anything can happen. Oh! Stirring stuff. A period of civil war. Ooh, rebel spaceships, hidden base. Victory against an evil galactic empire. So that's awesome, isn't it? This is a good story. It set the scene, we've got the plot, we got the whole theme of good versus evil, the small underdog fighting against the big imperial powers. Good stuff. But if I think about Star Wars, do I find myself thinking about the amazing themes and the amazing plots? No. I find myself thinking about those epic battles between Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader, or between Anakin and Obi-Wan Kenobi. I need some water after my popcorn, excuse me. So this made me realize that a great story needs a great hero. These are the guys we remember from that story. So the next question, of course, is why heroes? Why is it that they're so memorable? Why do we all love heroes? So we have a look here. You can see a bunch of different heroes and even the proverbial knight in shining armor down at the bottom. So this will be my question. Kids, Can I have a couple of hands out? Who can tell me who is your favorite hero? Kate? Who's that? The Green Hero. Oh, is that Hulk? The Incredible Hulk. He's great. Anyone else? Yep. Flash is very cool, yeah? Another one? You were also going to go with Flash. Yep. Spider-Man. Yeah, he's always a hit.
John Wayne.
John Wayne. Fabulous. Good hero. Okay. So absolutely, we've got a nice little mix of heroes there. And some of you might have others in mind, a sort of Leonardo DiCaprio type. Right, so what is it that we are looking for in our heroes? What makes a hero heroic? Firstly, again, I went to the internet and chatted to my writer friends and got some information. So, a hero needs to have skills, powers, or abilities. They need to be larger than life, so something super about them, but still relatable to. So not so wonderful that they're out of our realm. Every hero should have a character flaw, some sort of weakness in their life. And of course, their values should be something that we can respect. So they believe in good stuff, they're fighting for good stuff, fighting against evil. And what would a hero be without the villain? They need an enemy to fight, they need an opponent. So, could it be that all of us, all the time, are looking for that ultimate avenger, the hero to beat all heroes, the superest of superheroes? Heroes, after all, are as old as stories themselves. In the very first literature we have of the ancient Greeks, there was Odysseus, the hero. And, of course, in the medieval times, we had King Arthur. So heroes have always, always been there, throughout stories, throughout time. They're inside of the human heart. Of course, heroes don't always have to be in movies and stories as well. We can have real heroes. Over here, we've got one of my own very personal heroes, Nelson Mandela, who I had the great pleasure of meeting once, but that's another story. And, of course, there's the heroes that we see every day and sometimes take for granted. People like our firefighters, Sea Rescue, and other ordinary people who go above and beyond to step up and be good. So, with all of this in mind, you might ask me, who is my favorite hero? Is it Luke Skywalker? Is it Leonardo DiCaprio? Is it Iron Man? Maybe Nelson Mandela? No. My favorite hero is Jesus. Now, a lot of you are thinking, yeah, but you know, he's not a real hero. He's a nice guy and all, but is he really a hero? Why don't we think of Jesus as being a superhero? Maybe because the picture we have in our mind is of Jesus looking like that. There's no spandex or lycra suits, you know. There's no big bulging muscles and weapon wielding. So maybe it's purely a picture that we have in our mind. So what if we dressed him up? What if we made him look a little more interesting? I'm thinking, kids, maybe we should put some gold armor on him. No. Okay, maybe not that gold armor. Who's that gold armor for? That's Steve's gold armor, absolutely. How about something a little bit more like that? Okay. All right, this is another character from games and things like that. But that's pretty cool armor. And it looks pretty nice. So imagine Jesus wearing that. In fact, that is not completely unbiblical. In Revelation, we read about how when Jesus comes again, he's going to be so bright and shining, radiant, we won't even be able to see his face. He's going to be leading an army. So if that's the image that we want to work with to turning him into a superhero, it's actually from the Bible. We can work with that. So, if we can get Jesus looking right, does he fit the rest of the criteria of being a hero? Well, does he have skills, powers, and abilities? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Jesus was able to walk on water. He was able to transform water into wine. He could heal the sick. He could heal the lame. He could give the blind their sight back. He could even raise the dead. which is something even Superman had problems with. Is he larger than life, but still relatable to? Absolutely. He was life himself. He was born as a little baby, just like baby Samuel. He grew up like a little boy. He fell and skinned his knee. He would have been had grotty colds like the rest of us. He grew to be a man, and he faced exactly the same challenges and threats and temptations that we face. He was a human being, but he was also God. The Bible tells us that he was there when the world was created. In fact, he created the world as God. So he has larger than life. You don't get much larger than life than God himself. How about his values? Good values? Awesome values. What did he teach us? Love God with all of your being and love everybody else, all your neighbors, everybody in your life, as much as you love yourself. Again, values don't get much better than that. So, how about the opponent? Ah, the opponent. The same enemy that every single one of us faces. The challenge of sin in our lives. Jesus defeated sin. And what's more, the punishment of sin that should be death, Jesus defeated that too by rising from the dead himself. Sin and death. His opponents and both defeated. What about the flaw, the character flaw, something, some weakness? Well, that's one place where maybe Jesus goes off a little bit from our norm, as he was without sin. However, bearing in mind he was a human being, just like us, he still had emotions. He still had vulnerabilities. We hear that Jesus cried. We know he felt sad. We know he felt angry. And we know that on that cross, he cried out in what it must have been the worst loneliness ever. Human weaknesses. So, I truly think that Jesus ticks all those boxes. He's an awesome superhero. He looks it and he lives it. However, remember, even with our stacks of praise item, the trouble twins came back to defeat them again. And the Avengers always have to come back and do it again and again. And Spider-Man has 7 sequels and Superman keeps coming back, and it's these other heroes have to keep coming back to save the world over and over and over again. Jesus did it once and for all. Finished. His work was finished once, which I think makes him even more super than the rest of the superheroes. He will come back again, but when he comes back again, it's just to finish it all up and bring heaven to earth. So his job is an amazing job. So I believe that God has put this love of stories and this need for a hero into the heart of every single human being. I believe that's why stories and heroes have been with us since the beginning of time. I believe that God has put it there to remind us to look for that hero, because he provided that hero. He gave us Jesus. And he wants every single one of us to live out the Jesus adventure. He's created every single one of us as a unique character. Every single one of us has our own plot, our own storyline that we have to follow. But every one of us has been offered that superhero, that big decision that we can make where the adventure really starts, when we invite Jesus into our hearts, into our lives, and he comes to the rescue. But best of all, with Jesus on our side, with him as our superhero, we are guaranteed the happily ever after. He promises us we will go to heaven and we will be with him forevermore. Now that is an awesome story. And that is a story worth telling over and over and over again. So folks, with that superhero on our side, we can be more than conquerors. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, thank you so much for providing that superhero into our lives. Thank you for creating us as individual stories to be written by you and for you. We ask you to continue to bless us and help us to explore this adventure that you have for us. And we ask this in the holy name of your super Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.